Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with myself, Steve Halpern, and I have some great information that might make a big difference in your health, especially if you're concerned about cardiovascular risk or have that history in your family. Well, when someone gets a heart attack, go to emergency room, they measure something called a troponin level to see if you've had a heart attack, see if you've had heart damage. Well, a new study showed that elevated troponin levels, even without a heart attack, might be a major risk factor for a heart attack or a blocked artery. So maybe this will be included as a routine test for people at risk when they go to their cardiologist or integrated physician who's up on the latest information. You know, I often am bewildered when I see clients' blood tests and they've had a cardio blood test. And for the most part, it's kind of useless. It looks at cholesterol, total cholesterol, and LDL, and, you know, triglycerides. I've seen more people get heart attacks and blocked arteries with low cholesterol. So what's the story? Well, yes, HDL is interesting, though too high HDL is not necessarily good, and there's even research on different types of HDL. Oxidized LDL, rancidity, very, very, very important. A test that should be routine for anyone concerned with cardio health should be the Cleveland Heart Lab test, which is available most commercial labs now, and it measures antioxidant systems that can affect cardiovascular health, such as the F2 isoprostanes, lipid peroxidation, rancidity. It measures a marker of the ability to produce nitric oxide, a vasodilator. That's also very, very important. It looks at a compound that can be made from something in your diet that bad probiotics can convert into a nasty in your arteries. And so what I suggest is do a Google search, Cleveland Heart Lab test, look it over, bring it to your doctor, and discuss the possibility of doing this. You know, I'm not an advertiser, you know, the Cleveland Heart Lab test doesn't advertise on my podcast, but it's such a valuable test. It's really, really important, because then you can modify it. You know, sometimes people do all good things and they just have bad genes or the wrong genes turned on. And then there are different approaches. You might have to be more aggressive than the average person in cardiovascular protection, more nutraceuticals that offer protection. If you're not taking fish oils regularly, and I suggest most people should, you can do a test that measures the omegas and see your ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 and, you know, DHEA. A new study showed that it might, you know, the omegas might have a beneficial effect in children with attention deficit and maybe even in prostate cancer. Pharmaceutical companies are now marketing pharmaceutical versions of fish oils. Wow. Why not just get pure fish oils? You know, we've known about this for 40 years. I remember working at a health center and looking at editorials before the web. I used to read all those journals. New England Journal of Medicine had an editorial on the omegas cutting the risk of cardiovascular disease. What happened in 40 years? Now we have a big problem because so much of our fish supply is contaminated. So I advise my clients, take a good fish oils that you know is pure, tested, not rancid. The one I use is from TalkingHerbals.com. That's a fish oil that actually was tested by Consumer Reports and found to be like number one. So I do recommend the omegas. I think they're really, really important. Let's talk a little bit more about cardiovascular. Well, again, cardiovascular and brain, because they tie in so much together. And if you're doing your 35 minutes of exercise, you'll benefit your cardiovascular system, but you'll also reduce your risk of dementia. So another good reason to do the exercise. And, you know, playing with your remote, watching an action flick, and getting up and going to the refrigerator is not really exercise. So it just needs to be done. I mean, there's no substitute. Now, this whole air pollution issue is so, so important. You know, China has a big problem with air pollution. They've linked, you know, breathing the air there to, you know, to smoking, an equal kind of risk. And we now know that these particles can cause changes in the body that can predispose to heart disease and dementia. Well, what can you do? Get a good indoor, you know, get a good filter for your house if you're in an area where there's high pollution. A good rated filter that really moves the air around. It's so important. And for those of us who exercise, don't exercise in midday when there's high pollution levels, because you're only going to be breathing that stuff in. Now, an interesting finding, again, that was done in China, and what they found is that when they did an experiment with broccoli sprouts, and broccoli seed has probably been better, what they found is when they measured the urine, many of these air pollutants were coming out in the urine. So you might be getting a detoxification from the sulforaphane, which again is made from broccoli sprouts or seeds. So if that is a concern, and therefore if you're dealing with excreting some of these pollutants, you might be lowering your risk. My favorite again is VitalicaSupplements.com, VitalicaSupplements.com. And if you go to VitalicaSupplements.com and you push the shop, you'll see a super, super special price so that you can include this as part of your health program. There's just no way of getting it from eating cruciferous vegetables. You'd have to eat pounds and pounds of cruciferous vegetables. And you need the right cruciferous vegetables. When they tested 70 different broccolis, almost 80% didn't have sufficient glucoraphanin to make the sulforaphane. And there's so much fake products on the web that claim sulforaphane. Sulforaphane is basically unstable. It has to be made in the body. That's why there's a drug being developed in England, a sulforaphane drug. So more nonsense. Take the right one. Turn on your nutrigenomic genes. Turn on those positive switches so that you do not have to be a cardiovascular victim. And by the way, let me, another quick news bite before I complete this podcast. A study was done in England on stent, and they did a sham study where they really didn't get the stent, and some people did, and there was no difference. So what's the take on this? The take on this, unless you have an emergency procedure, blocked artery, that's 100% blocked, artery going from your heart to your lung, that's an emergency procedure. Other than that, lifestyle changes, maybe even possible medication or nutraceuticals, in the opinion of enlightened cardiologists, can have the same result, because you want to deal with the whole system. You fix one pipe, and now you have the rest of the pipes in the house, small pipes that might break. You can't do stents in all the pipes in the house, so you have to deal with it from a holistic point of view. The whole system, exercise, blood sugar control, antioxidant systems, healthy microbiome. Yes, a healthy microbiome. Eating a variety of fruits and vegetables, so important. And of course, getting that exercise in. And another little tidbit, there have been studies done on sulforaphane and cardiovascular health, positive studies, brain health. So please make this part of your supplement program. So this is Steve Halpern. Please subscribe. Feel free to email me with questions at stevennutrition@gmail.com. stevennutrition@gmail.com. Please feel free to put comments, questions. And again, in my opinion, there's so much valuable information here. Please share this with your friends and subscribe. And I want to thank you so much for listening.